Is it gone?
Yeah.
Oh, bet. Oh, man, I gotta take this lighter real quick. Gonna do a little lighteration. Don't need no hateration, holleration, and it's dancery. Before we start this podcast, what the hell is a dancery?
I'm assuming it's like some type of club.
I would assume like a formal club where dancing is required.
It's like, yeah, it's specific.
It's a two dance minimum.
No chairs.
It's like a pop lock. Is it like a duration? Or is like there's like a dance judge, like a dance warden that sees everybody do that two dance minimum?
Yeah.
Like, all right, he busts the electric.
Like kind of like a dance marathon, mm-hmm. but like.
And it's not for the week.
Not for the week. Wow. Well, here we are again, guys. You know, kind of late. But at least we're here.
Right.
That's how I feel about going to work. I showed up. You know what I'm saying? I fucking showed up. I'm here, dude. Well, on today's episode, we have one of the most creative people I know. And he's been gone, but he's back. But then he leaves and he comes back. He's been gone, but he's back. And I'm going to let him introduce himself. Who do we have here today?
Howdy. My name is Sean King. I am a creative from Richmond, Virginia. Born and raised. That's all I know. I like to create skits. I like to make people laugh. It's very soulful. And it's very healing to the soul.
Jazz hands.
Fast. And recently, well, you just said you're from Richmond, Virginia, but recently you moved.
Indeed.
Tell the people where you moved, man.
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Orlando, Florida. What's up there, man? What took you all the way there?
America's armpit.
What? Holy shit.
How would they call it? That's Pensacola.
Holy shit. Oh, holy fuck.
Marion brought me out there. That's literally what it is. I was given an ultimatum, so I kind of just like, you know what, I'm gonna leave. I didn't want to be here in Virginia no more.
Now, did you put these tomatoes in a salad?
Of course not. I don't really like tomatoes in salad. Unless it's chopped very finely.
You literally just said you were given some tomatoes.
What?
Next question.
Okay.
What?
All tomatum. I thought you said all tomatoes. Green, yellow,
was
red.
Was y'all just gonna let that go? Y'all was just gonna let that slide?
I didn't catch it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Because I was trying to run it back in my head. Like, oh my God, did you say
tomatoes?
It was an ultimatum.
So, I'm stupid.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Or just bad at hearing.
I don't know, man.
Listening skills.
All tomatoes. The baby's
crying.
What kind of effect does that have on your mental health?
It's been actually very wonderful to reset. It's been very opening and very releasing and very freeing to be away from home. And it's been very good for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's amazing.
It's been very, I'm not the same guy I was when I left, so.
That's good. That's growth. Growth. That means growth.
Growth.
These papers, they hit, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I probed that motherfucker, didn't I? I know I probed it. How many packs of these y'all got? I mean, I just been stealing them from...
You can have that one.
I just been acquiring them for my place of employment.
You can have it. It's cool.
Cool. Thank you.
We just got blessed with a bunch of them.
Yeah. Because we're about to stop smoking.
We did for a day.
It was transitioning.
It was a whole day.
Transitioning out of smoking backwards because my chest and shit be going crazy. I think I'm dying, but I'm good. I don't feel it like
I told you.
It's tobacco. So mm-hmm. I think I'm going to just do the papers in the bong for a little while.
You're very welcome.
But I'm actually so down on smoking too.
Congratulations.
But I'm definitely going to have to smoke when I do the podcast.
Yeah, progress is progress.
I'm going to have to smoke when we do the podcast. So that's a part of the shtick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gimmick.
You got to have a gimmick. I'm going to spit you something off the dome.
Right.
Because we alone. And yo, Julia.
Okay. You know, I never make a fool of ya.
You know that's Craig Davis?
Yes, bro.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know that that was Daryl from The Office. Like,
oh.
I wasn't watching The Office when I saw that, when I first saw that movie. Daddy's Little Girls.
Fucking
Tyler Perry. And now I watch The Office like every day, and I had to look back like, oh shit,
Daryl,
that was the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
A Julia. Mm.
You know, I
never make a fool of you. Mm.
So, how is dealing with this move during the
pandemic?
Is anything different for you dealing with these things?
I kind of function exactly the same. I wake up, stay home, play video games, go to work, and then come back home.
Right, okay. So, that's not much of a change in pace of, like, outdoor activity. Like, being in Orlando, I'm sure you go to, like, Orlando Studios and stuff like that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It really
do. So, like, in a pandemic, that's not something you would have done in Virginia, like, gone to King's Dominion.
I haven't been to King's Dominion in quite some time, just because I became such a Busch Gardens person. It was so much better.
I've actually never been to Busch Gardens.
For adults, it's way better.
I don't like rides.
No, it's such amount of entertainment there.
Me these things.
Yeah, they got food. Like, so they have, let's say, you know how King's Dominion has sections and whatnot?
Yeah.
They have lands and countries like Britain, Germany, and stuff like that.
I wouldn't want to go to Germany.
That's my favorite place to go because they got bratwurst and
whatnot. Can I talk about bratwurst? The Holocaust?
Mm-hmm.
German there. Glick.
Y'all keep that.
Are amusement parks open?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
They're functioning at 75% capacity.
Cute.
And how much is the COVID rate in these places?
Like, how many leave and come back with COVID?
College Town, if you're actually going to UCF, you can guess high. The overcrowded areas of Orlando is higher. Mm. And the rest of the U.S. is okay. Everybody complies overall with everything. It looks fine. It's not super crowded yet like it normally is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've only been to Disney World once, and then I've been to Universal Studios, and I don't really care.
Universal Studios is like that.
It is. We went really for my senior trip, and it's lit.
It's lit. That's all I have to say.
I'll go one day, maybe.
Like, that was my first purchase.
Yeah.
Like, when I got some money, I was
like,
if my Jackson had an amusement park, I'm sure I can.
Dude, get high at an amusement park. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I did some shrooms and went to the
amusement park, but I wouldn't get on any roller coasters or anything like that.
No, that's what I did some shrooms, took a nap, woke up, and was smacked off the shrooms and weed as soon as I got to the park.
Then did we do some eddies, some gushers beforehand?
Not the gushers, not that day. Maybe when we got back. I think it was just the...
No, we did gushers at one point when we went. Was that a different trip?
It might have been a different trip.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing the shrooms. I remember just the shrooms and something else.
Yeah.
And
weed. Yeah, we were on a lot of weed.
So, yeah.
Alright.
Fun times.
Mm-hmm. Smoking this hair blunt. This shit right here is
beautiful.
I got a sneeze. So what's new for you? Anything new artistically?
Getting back into music, actually. I've been back into music pretty heavy. Writing again. Just trying to be creative on all fronts in a better sense. Cause I'm still building a name down there. So I'm working on networking and trying to build a clientele. Kind of prove what I can do.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The clientele for what?
More so video work is where I'm leaning into. I want to continue to start shooting. I shot a film last year, so and we won an award off of that. So we got
Stone.
Yeah, exactly. So I was very excited. So we got that. So I want to continue to shoot films for people or commercials because when it's all said and done, I think I'm going back to school for marketing because it's kind of really up my alley.
You got to market.
Exactly.
You gotta know your market. You gotta understand your market.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it really is. Mm-hmm. Just, once you understand that, then like the market, that piece of paper is just for like, you know, those big companies that, you know what I'm saying, for representation.
For credibility.
Event, any event you want to go into the corporate world, or, you know what I'm saying, somebody wants you to do a Super Bowl commercial or some shit.
Yeah, like,
yeah. I have a degree in marketing. Oh. What? Black man? Marketing degree? Yes.
Like, I mean, people say you can get fired without it, but just that piece of paper can get you the opportunity before the person that doesn't have it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm for sure finna start using the term affirmative action in interviews. Because fuck that piece of paper. Why should I hire you? Affirmative action.
But affirmative action doesn't count if it's a predominantly black space.
I'ma say it until I say it to somebody who don't understand affirmative action and give me the job off that basis.
Well, you know, he's right. It's right.
You know what?
You know what? We're going to hire him. And then, Janet, can you look up what affirmative action is? Oh, we've been bamboozled.
85% of the staff is black.
You're all dang. Well, we already hired him. It seems like a nice young man.
Like, why are you firing me? Is it because I'm black?
Yes, sir. No, it's because you lie.
Did I, though?
Did I? Did I lie about being black? Is that what I do?
Did I? So, the real tough questions.
Right.
Are boneless wings just nuggets?
Yes.
But they're covered in sauce.
So, you can cover your nuggets in sauce.
You don't cover nuggets.
Do they have the same texture as a wing would?
No.
They're boneless wings.
They're nuggets.
They're giant. But hold on. Nuggets are pureed chicken. And the boneless wings are like little
chunks.
It's like Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Same.
So are they Chick-fil-A nuggets wings? Boneless
Chick-fil-A
wings?
Chick-fil-A nuggets are mini boneless wings.
Which are nuggets.
Which are nuggets.
Nuggets
you literally
are pureed chicken.
So,
nuggets are pureed chicken. And
chicken
does Chick-fil-A call them nuggets?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they
call
them
chicken.
Like,
no.
Oh, the chicken minis are the breakfast thing.
It's called
breakfast
a 10 count or a 12 count of nuggets.
But then I don't. Whatever.
Or you can get the really giant one.
I mean, I don't care either way. I eat bone-in wings. If I'm going to get
too.
Wings, I'm going to get wings.
Same.
I'm going to get
feel
nuggets.
Cheated.
I'm going to get nuggets.
There's
same.
More taste in the bone.
That's where it's at.
You're childish if you order boneless wings.
You're not childish. You just don't like chewing, I guess.
Child.
Or you don't like America.
Child.
Childish.
I for sure don't.
A child's dish.
A child's dish. That's hilarious.
So y'all are all flats type people, huh?
Nope.
Nah,
I like
the drums.
I like
how
both.
The drums dip. They dip in the sauce way better.
If I have a plate of wings in front of me, like I really don't mind
thing.
Either
I
or,
thing.
Yeah.
I like
but I'll
mix.
Reach for a drum first.
It depends on my mood.
Yeah,
I'll
I like
a good
mix. If I go
first.
In there and it's all flats, I'm going to be upset. If I go in there with all drums, I'm going to be very upset. Like
he steals my singular drum on my plate when I have a crap ton of flats.
I
get
mind
mad.
All flats. I'm not even going to hold you. I don't mind all flats.
You know they charge you an extra dollar more for that? Just because
so you
you're being annoying?
Right. Like, because what's the... It's really... It's really all chicken.
It really is.
Like,
there's
all,
no...
Give me all elbows.
Just cut it like right at the bend, like right here.
That's all I want
is that cartilage, like just cartilage and skin.
All elbow and knee
right
back.
At the bend.
Actually, you know the part that's connected to the flat. Give me that. The tail end of the wings.
Give me a bunch of those.
I know when I go places and I order chicken that like be coming in extra pieces, like you'd be like, let me get a 3-piece dinner. Yeah, what pieces you want? All breasts. All breasts.
We don't do that here, sir.
That's like a dollar.
Why is it extra? You asked me for 3 pieces. You said get 3 pieces. I got 3 pieces.
It's 3-piece dark. We'll fry it a little longer.
Ha 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 ha!
my damn
That's
chicken.
That's not how that works.
It ain't.
Is it?
No. I prefer the dark meat.
Dark meat taste has more flavor, but the breast piece is big as shit.
And depending on where it is, when you make it, it'd be just as tender as that damn chicken, the leg meat, bro.
Truth be told.
In fact.
Did you get the PS5?
I surely did not.
Okay, good. I'm not a loser then.
The hype has died down. I haven't heard anything about it ever since.
Right. I just want to hear if anyone's melting down or anything.
I feel like everybody that has it is
they're
kind of over it now. Like, there's not a lot of games for it. Yeah, there's not a lot of games for it.
I play all these games on PS4, but the graphics, fuck them graphics, B. Give me a good game. Give me a new game. I need Horizon Part 2. Give me a Ninja Turtles game. Don't just put Ninja Turtles in a game. Give me a Midnight Club. I can't wait for another Midnight Club. Oh, my God.
Didn't Jackie Chan have a game when we was kids?
Yeah, a TV show.
Jackie Chan had a TV show. Jet Li had a game.
And maybe it was Jet Li.
Jet Li for sure had a game. Matrix Path of Neo. That was one of the best games on PlayStation 2. I could literally go down a list of my favorite PlayStation 2 games. But we're not going to do that this time. Did you believe that you were going to get your superpowers?
Mm-hmm. I was ready.
What superpowers did you want?
What powers did I want?
Yeah.
I would love to be able to, like, fly. That sounds, like, dope.
Flying?
Yeah, to be, a literal traveling photographer. I bet I'll be there in 3 hours, because I get up with you.
I wanted the ability to teleport, and I was going to do things like, you know, Robin Hood type shit. Take people's money, put it here and there. Maybe. But really, the main reason I want that power was to, like, scare little white kids. Really.
Teleporting sounds better than flying.
It's way more discreet, bro. It's like one minute you're there, the next minute you're gone. Flying, it's like, you gotta, like,
take off, people fly to the air. Bro.
You could probably only fly around at night, but then something's going to pick up that something's flying around.
Unidentified.
Mm. And there's bugs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is cold as crap up there in the sky.
It is cold.
Yeah, I'm gonna swap that off for the teleport, because if I ever get to that
just
point,
just take your idea.
No, if I want to fight, like, better. Yeah, because now it sounds good. Because now if I get into a fight with you, I would got to teleport you into the air and watch you fall.
But then, teleport into the air and then always teleport back, cool as fuck, like choo choo, and he falls right next to you.
Boom. No, we're gonna, like, I might even free fall with him for a little bit. It's like, just smack him up while he's in the air. I'm like, all right, cool. This is how this is gonna end. Bye. It's
like, are you gonna land like Thor when he came back from Asgard?
Oh no, my knees aren't that strong.
Do some shit like hold him and just keep teleporting back into the sky.
Even higher.
I wanted I wanted to be able to read minds, right? And you know how, like, you know, if you develop your superpowers, you'll, like, level up or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I figured, like, I would take that power to read minds and then level up and then be able to control minds.
I heard a rumor type shit.
Yeah, like, not on some I heard a rumor type shit, just like on some Professor X, like, I'm in your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Just imagine all the weird shit you would hear.
Right. That's exactly what I'm doing it for.
What did you just call me? I didn't say anything.
I would just use that and use that and make my life perfect.
Just imagine, you just walking around, you hear the acoustic versions of your favorite love songs. Just the people say, cute, big, how is he making the snap noise in his head?
He's playing the record, like he's doing it.
I'm with it all. That just sounds like
I thought a good backup would be like super speed, but like things like super strength and shit like that. Like, there's no way to hide that, bro.
Yeah, I think being indestructible would be super cool. Cause like you could like raid the like government bases because they can't stop you and they can't blow you up or can't get you done. So it's like, you might as well just let me in. I kind of want to see what's up. You know, it's like, show me the aliens so I can go home.
Right. Like, what do you want from us? I just want to see the alien. I don't even want
I would use my powers of mind reading to like read the to get the secret codes to get in to see it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would use the mind control to just let everybody let me in.
You really think they got black people with blue hair there that just go, they just gonna let you stroll in?
I'm sure they're like, is.
They're like, ma'am, you don't work here. It's like, yes, I, ma'am, yes, I ma'am,
I'm undercover.
Ma'am,
you
never,
excuse me, you don't know me.
I'm undercover.
Ma'am, you don't work here. Excuse me, I do work here. You do work.
That's
here.
Where the mind reading and then, is. That's and then, the mind and then,
and
control.
You can mind control all they want. You're going to snap back like, man, you don't work here. Listen, I've known everybody that works here, and nobody here is black.
listen.
It's just
I work
AFEX.
Well, you're that's fired because I'm the boss.
That's literally how Professor X works, bro.
Yeah.
That's literally how he works.
Like, I'll just wave my hand. Mm-hmm. I work here.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally how that guy works. Like, he just taps into your brain and he controls your life.
It's foul how they did that, nigga. They didn't have to take his legs. It was like, you were so strong, we had to take your legs. Like,
right. Yeah. Bullet to the back.
Bullet to the spine? And then they went back in time so he could have stopped himself from getting popped.
I've been watching these.
I think he chose that life.
It was a lot going on. Like, yo,
I mean, move. Hey, yo, younger me, take 3 steps to the right. Like, 4 steps.
I feel like he just accepted that, like, you know, that was just a part of his story, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because I don't know. I was like, yeah, I would have to push myself out the way. Like, hey, yo, this is me from the future, bro. You should move.
I've been watching the animes. Fuck the movies. I've been trying to watch the X-Men movies, but they keep fucking up the story.
They're so inconsistent. I don't even know.
Now, the Deadpools might be the best version.
Yeah. Deadpool's great. Hilarious.
I fucks with Deadpool.
I could watch it all the time.
Indubitably.
Damn, I forgot I had 2 questions for you.
What's the questions?
Do you miss BA? Would you come back?
Yes and yes?
No.
No.
Wrong answer.
Huh? Do not miss this place.
No. I miss you guys. Don't I miss my friends. It's like, I just can't walk out the house and like, hey, I'll pull up there in 20 minutes no more.
Right. That's where the teleportation problems come in.
Circling back.
I've been trying to figure out how to get in touch with the government. Like, hey, I'm ready for y'all to do experiments on me. Give me my powers.
Like,
Haki,
you know they already got it.
My animatronic arm, cybernetic enhancements, all of it.
I was just calling, playing a race card. I just need my reparations, and if you could give me teleportation powers, I think we'd be pretty
y'all
even.
Y'all can keep tabs with me. I won't do nothing crazy. I just want to be able to get from point A to point B without having to waste
just inject me.
Please.
Call him back. Hey, kid, hey, bro, I appreciate what you did for me, I want wings now, too.
I'm just gratuitous.
Yeah, retractable wings. Like, this girl said she liked angels, so now I want wings.
So now I want wings, bro.
We going
flying.
I'll make whoever you want disappear.
Put some wings. I'll fly them up and let them go. Right?
I'll be all up in the bank vaults. Sean's back. Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Nigga, I'll pop up in the bank.
Set off the alarm just because.
Literally do nothing and just like set it off.
People be at the register like, are you guys getting robbed? No, it's Sean again.
I feel like a limitation of teleportation would be like you can only teleport to places that you've already seen.
That's from the jumper.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that made sense. Remember, even Nightcrawler said it. I can't go anywhere I haven't seen.
Then you have to get a lot of money and start traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would astro project.
Hmm.
Astro project.
Would that count?
Yeah.
Maybe. What if you see it in like a magazine or something? Can I see a picture of a mall in Dubai and then be like, yes. Like,
I think the concept of being there makes a lot more sense.
It does.
Because you remember how it feels compared to like, oh, I've never been here before, but I've seen a picture. No, I know where I stood,
right.
So I can teleport to back where my, you know, where I remember. I remember being.
But then, how would you be able to teleport into the sky if you've never been there?
What if we could actually make portals, like in Doctor Strange?
Ooh, portals! Like she said, portals like Doctor Strange.
That'd be kind of dope. But then it takes forever to pull the shit up. Like, what if you like running from niggas like in the Jumper movie? You ain't got no time.
Dr. Strange did it. What if I'm fighting a real dog ass nigga and cut my hand off? Like, oh, not today.
Like, all right, bro, you got it. Like, I need to be able to go on a drop of a hat. Like
or what if the government gives you your teleportation, like, externally, like in Rick and Morty, like, in a teleportation gun.
Yeah. I'd be kind of upset. I'd be like, nah, bro, at least you can put it as a wristwatch that's like embedded to me, so it's always on me. You know what I mean? Like, I want the Omnitrix.
I don't want it to ever fall anymore. You know what? You're smart. The Omnitrix, no. Fuck. No. I need to know how to control that bitch first, because he'd be timing out. I don't want to time out falling off the sky. It's like a fucking cartoon. I don't want to be a fucking flying alien and everything like, doo, 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 and I'm 900 feet in the air. Like, holy smokes.
Ooh, I would want to breathe in space. That'd be cool. Like, I would want to be able to be cool, like, just in space.
That
like,
should sound boring as fuck. It's not sound.
What if there's, like, actually galaxies and people and
I wouldn't want to know, because my mind can't express that. You probably going to die from shock.
No, it's too
popular. If you see an alien nigga, like, right in your face, like, open up your door, you're fainting. You're done. You're not getting up.
I'm trying to be the guardian of the galaxy.
Ain't nobody coming. You're going to be out there with nothing but rocks. You know what? I kind of miss people. Mars.
What if we actually move to Mars? I don't want to go on, like, you know how Elon Musk is sending people to space? I don't want to go to space because what if that shit breaks?
It sounds a lot colder out there than Mars. It would always probably be negative something there. The sun probably don't really hit it like they do here.
Yeah. Maybe, but still. I don't want to go on those space axes.
And imagine, what if Mars was actually the original Earth, and then we fucked it up and had to come here?
I feel like we fucked it up and had to come here,
and then they just invented every story about creation we've ever heard.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
Like the Big Bang or
Jesus. No, my theory is...
Don't get me started.
God.
Don't get me started.
My theory is that there were actually more planets in the solar system, but as time progressed, they slowly collapse into the sun's gravitational pull. It's been scientific proof that we are getting closer to the sun. So that means every planet before us is getting closer to the sun. And you notice they keep discovering planets further away. That's because the sun is pulling it in. That means the sun is imploding.
Is a giant magnet.
The sun is imploding. Eventually it'll implode on itself.
All stars do that. And it'll send
this entire multiverse. I mean, this universe into a black hole. But it's like, are black holes tunnels? Because they're a hole, so they have to go open.
They have to go somewhere.
So it's like, do we just go into another universe? Do we all die? Bleak. Do we start over? Is that like a Big Bang happening when the sun implodes?
Technically, the Big Bang was a star imploding on itself. Because if you know how stars destroy themselves, they literally make a bang.
I feel like what we should do is just send all our nukes into the sun.
What? That's the answer.
We need to give it more power.
What?
Make it stronger.
We gotta take it up there.
We gotta know.
We gotta go out as a family, everybody.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Who have you been hanging out with?
That's the answer. Nuclear bombs to the sun. You would have to go spaceships. Yeah, like, you can't just shoot nuclear bombs. They would land somewhere down here. Like, you would have to literally take it up there.
What if we just take space. It up, like out of, like, outside the, our shield that Earth has, and then just shoot it from there and go, like, bloop, trajectory, because it never stops.
But, I mean, there's, like, three planets in front of us, right?
Yeah, even so, and that's being cocky to think that all of them are going to make it out of space without blowing up prematurely.
Oh, you got a good point.
And then radiation. Like, we live inside of a dome.
We do.
Hold on. How many planets are in front of us?
Three.
Okay. I just didn't want to sound stupid.
It was real crazy. I think from here to space, it's only like, if like upwards, it's only like 7 to 10 miles.
Is it?
What?
No. To the sky.
I feel like
there's no way.
Huh?
To the sky, yeah. Space.
I want to Google this.
Space is like, because you got to think the airplanes are like
the atmosphere.
Airplanes are like thousands of feet in the air.
They're heavy up.
You have to break through the atmosphere. The atmosphere is huge.
Is the atmosphere.
If I could fly and breathe in space, I'd fly.
300 miles.
Oh. That's still not even that bad, though.
That's the distance from, like, one side of the country to the...
The troposphere is the one that is 5 to 9 miles, which is the first layer.
But aren't planes, like, in between that?
Yeah, they're above that. They're somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Look, but
we need to learn how to breathe in space.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't I just say that?
We also need to learn how to not freeze in space.
Y'all called me boring. I said
it is boring, but she didn't say you want to explore the universe.
I literally said that.
The shortest distance between the Earth and space is 62 miles.
Men.
What?
From where, like
the I said it,
or the equator? It could be from the equator because the Earth is not a perfect circle. It's kind of a little squashed.
Sphere.
Kind of like an egg, but not quite.
Sphere.
Sphere.
It's spherical.
Sphere.
It's spherical.
Spherical.
Drinking, Josh.
Words.
Oh yeah.
My brother never said that.
Would you say you have newfound happiness?
Yeah. In Florida. Indubitably, I would say I found that new.
I can't even spell that right now.
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
Indubitably, yeah.
Indubitably.
I feel like you can sign it out.
And?
Use phonics.
Indubitably.
Did y'all do Hicklaw phonics?
Uh-huh. No, I didn't have enough money for Hicklaw phonics.
They had it at my school.
Oh, but
you was talking all that shit about my poor school that didn't warm up donuts. But you didn't have hooked on phonics at your school?
We didn't need it. We had actual good teachers that knew how to teach niggas. Y'all niggas didn't have budgets for teachers. Look at you. You didn't even think about your argument.
No, no.
You don't have actual
teachers. It was like a separate class. It was like a separate thing. Because when I was like 5, computers just started like coming out. So it was like a computer class that we would take.
First, they already put you out in the hard streets of the ghetto to get you to school, transportation.
So you have to not get a school bus?
No, you don't have no school buses up there.
Yes, I had a school bus. Wow. I'm from New Jersey.
That's fine.
Jersey has
school buses. They still put you on public transportation to get this. You know how trashy it is? Y'all schools don't even have names.
My school had a name. You're thinking of New York. I said New Jersey. My schools had names. I graduated from Burlington Township High School.
Burlington's a coat factory. And you think you got a solid education?
First of all,
it worked out.
The town is called Burlington.
Same. Most of the schools up in Jersey tend to have the name of the city where they're at. Like, I went to Bloomfield Middle, and the high school was Bloomfield High. And, yeah.
The only one that was different was the elementary school.
That one was Berkeley.
So, you guys had no warm breakfast and no teachers, just hooked on phonics.
We had teachers. We had a, just because y'all didn't learn how to use the computer until, like, middle school. I was advanced. I learned to type.
My nigga, we got our own laptops in middle school. They said, here, the world is yours.
Okay.
We care about you. Okay. We want you to have warm breakfast and laptops.
What school is giving out just laptops?
I went to high school here in Henrico.
They had like a little tower of laptops.
Every kid had their own laptop for the year. No, that was like when you were a senior.
No, that was sixth grade.
He lied.
That was sixth grade.
They didn't bring laptops until I was in middle school.
You ain't go to John Rolfe Middle School.
Where the hell is that?
In the white people area.
That sounds like Uncle Tom High. That's all.
Like, Jesus.
I'm sorry that your school couldn't afford computer literacy.
You're just upset that your school didn't teach you computer literacy at a young age.
They taught y'all how to get chat rooms So the first, they don't believe
it
you.
Was literally hooked on phonics, my nigga. It was literally hooked on phonics. Yeah. Is what we were doing.
They said we ain't finna teach you. We don't get paid enough to teach you.
So y'all didn't have like little people. You didn't. Y'all didn't have like people come in and teach y'all like Spanish and like sign language and stuff.
Yeah.
No, because we didn't need that to survive down here.
I have had that little bit of ASL come in so handy right. at times. Mm-hmm. Like you have no idea.
What do you do when you're getting robbed by a Spanish drug dealer? No, I play English. No robo.
You start playing Gasolina, and he will drop everything he's doing.
Aren't you literally trying to learn Spanish now?
Yes.
Indeed. On my own accord. I will
admit, if you play what's wrong Gasolina with
learning
Toma,
Spanish as a child? She's really coming at my schooling, and I don't appreciate it.
Do you speak fluent Spanish right now?
No, but I know basic conversation.
You was like, could you say that like, oh shit, nigga, I know Spanish back and forth.
I'm saying at 5 years old, we had things like programs that taught that someone would come in and teach us Spanish. Someone would come in and teach us American Sign Language. Someone would come in and teach us computer literacy.
Wow. Spanish. They had to hire outside niggas to teach you guys because nobody wanted to learn.
There were specialized teachers. When you went to high school, didn't you have specialized teachers, like a science teacher and a history teacher?
But they already worked at the school.
Exactly. They worked at the school.
Remember when
they would go around to the different classes on different days. They couldn't stay at every class every single day. They would rotate classes.
I took Spanish in high school, 2 years of it. I'm not good, but I do know a few things, like how to ask you to bathroom, mm-hmm. how to get water, tell somebody to suck my balls. But my favorite thing is mira.
Look.
Yes.
That's me. That's literally it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I communicate if I don't understand.
That makes all the sense.
Or I know, like, to communicate with Spanish, like, you don't understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I understand they don't know what I'm talking about at the counters.
Mm-hmm.
Then I figure out what they be wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, as long as you know numbers and they know numbers, you know like the mm-hmm. like the pronouns, like certain action words. Mm-hmm. Spanish is kind of easy to understand, but like having a conversation, hell no. I can kind of figure out what you want by like key words.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I can hear you say a lot and then hear pollo.
When I used to work at Wendy's, it was like kind of like a truck stop area. It was like next to a truck stop area, and a lot of Hispanics would come in, and I wouldn't really understand, but I could I knew the word for burger, and I knew like papas fritas. Right. Is that French fries?
Papas fritas, yeah.
And then like the sizes that they wanted.
Yeah.
Just like simple stuff.
Is it mean that when I was working at a shoe store, I would hide from, like, the Spanish customers and not speak Spanish to them and watch them struggle?
Yes!
Being the only person!
That's terrible!
That's the darkest thing I heard tonight! And we've gone dark!
You have chances to help your fellow...
Oh, they weren't my fellow people. They were from a different kind than me.
Oh, man.
You ever see somebody that looks like you and needs to be protected having a hard time?
I would watch them struggle for a hot minute.
Oh, is that racism?
No, because I was in that position that I had to learn English too, and the only way I actually learned was when I was actually forced to learn, because nobody spoke Spanish.
So you decided,
Spanish.
Like, I'm not going to let this person skip the middle, man. You're going to go through the same struggle.
Yeah, and then I actually learned like that, and then, like, I let them struggle for a minute and try to get it out, and then I bring out the Spanish when I see that they're, like, done. Like, okay, this is as far as my brain goes. I'm like, okay, this is how you say it, by the way. And yes, I speak Spanish.
You are a sinister person.
You should see my grandmother.
Thank you. what?
I don't speak baby car.
She was like, I wanted to be on this side. That's what I've been trying to tell you the whole time. But you don't want to listen. Nice.
Show gotta be done.
Breathing hard as hell.
Alright. Last question.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to be a millionaire? No, that wasn't the question. Oh. Oh my god. Have you heard about the last tribe of the Sugandis people?
What?
The
Sugandis. The Sugandis big ass nuts. No.
That's why I didn't answer.
Right, it's sorry. Crazy right. Because it just happened to him today.
Like, no, I didn't.
No, I caught it. I caught it from happening. I knew it was happening.
Sugandis.
I was thinking they were like people that came from Gandhi.
Do you have any Super Bowl predictions?
No, we just found out that it was the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, was it?
KC, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know the playoffs was
over.
They're
playing in Tampa.
What?
Yeah, they're playing at Bucs' home stadium. This is going to be weird. Because, the Florida man's going to be out there. I go for the Florida man. I love the Florida man.
Yeah, I'm going with Tom Brady. Only time I'll vote white man over black.
Oh, man.
I don't even care how I sound.
I'm not even going to start about
the deflate
tailgate.
Yeah, I think going before the Super Bowl. Donald Trump.
I need all my supporters to stand back and stand
is
ready.
Is Donald Trump doing all DMX's greatest
hits? Stand back and stand by.
Is Donald Trump doing DMX's greatest hits? I swear to God. That would be the weirdest show.
Them niggas really tried to coup.
Who is
them niggas really tried to overthrow America.
Right.
Yeah. They really did.
And stop the count.
They really tried to stop democracy. And then they really told them to stop counting the votes.
Then compare it stop to the Black Lives Matter protest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What?
When did we decide to break into, like,
we
major
never.
Places?
We tore never. Down racist statues.
Alright, I will attest, though. Them niggas did set a museum on fire. They did do that.
Was it racist shit in the museum?
It was a racist museum.
The and there you go.
Fuck it.
It was about the sisters. It's, look, man, you gotta not. You know what I'm saying? What if somebody was in there?
Well, I hope you would yell that, like, you better get out.
Well, I hope they got out.
Yeah, for sure. But you, for sure.
Yeah,
they're not wrong.
Fuck that museum. Off rip, though.
If I was at work and they could start breaking in the museum, I'm clocking out. I'm not even clocking out. I'm staying on the clock.
I'm leaving.
On the clock.
Like, all right.
Cool.
Sean, why didn't you do nothing? I did. I left.
What do you want me to do? Put the fire out?
I did.
I got a firefighter by profession.
I finished mopping the hallway.
Right. And I was like, you know what I did? I did save a nice piece of art, though, the most expensive one. Oh, shoot, where's it at? Oh, I sold that, John. I ain't gonna front that.
What'd you do? I kicked over the mop bucket, hoping that the flame would just we'll meet.
Just
meet the water.
I got the original Mona Lisa.
I also left all the sinks running, so hopefully the water gets less.
I got this fly.
You
can forget
that they're automatic and they have to have a hand in front of it.
Hopefully the water will cancel it out.
You gotta steal the knight's table stuff with the armor.
I got somebody granddaddy pocket watch.
Right. All this pure silver and
gold. All gold. Yeah.
All the African masks.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna take an African mask.
I'm gonna steal all the gold out of that museum, melt it down, and make fronts with it. That would be the ultimate.
Oh, man.
The ultimate thing to do with something like
that. Yeah, imagine rolling a blunt in the
You got a Picasso in your house. That's
all. Where you get a Picasso?
Stole.
Like, telling that story would be crazy. Like,
yeah.
People could have went so much harder than just, like, what they did. And I'm glad it didn't go that far.
It was a lot of people's first ride.
Bruh stole the podium.
Oh, yeah.
And put it up for sale on eBay, bro.
Like, he was going to get away with it. Like, that was
that was like, okay, like, that's fine. You can have it.
like, that was off rip. Like, I don't know how he was going to ship it.
It's cool.
Right. He was going to carry that hoe. He was going to deliver.
It's out the door now. What can we do? It's gone now.
It had to be like a meat-only situation.
Okay.
Like.
And they were
took pictures, too.
They were trying to climb the wall. When there were steps, climbed the wall for aesthetics.
They wanted were literally, to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, they literally climbed the wall just for, we're storming the Capitol. They climbed.
They're literally there were a step
people
to go
going
the
through
Capitol.
The fucking door, and these idiots are climbing the wall for videos.
Did you see the one dude that fell into the freaking railings? That was great.
All I know is, like, they're, bruh, these people are just going with whatever. They're like, look at They're like, one video show like Biden doing a speech and then somebody disappears and then somebody reappears. And they're like, look at this shit's pre-recorded, this shit's fake. They were like, bro, regardless of what the fuck y'all say, this shit's official. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter when they do this inauguration. It's probably a safety measure because you fucking loons are out here doing shit like storming federal fucking buildings. Why would these people move
trying
at
to keep
a time
Donald Trump
they
in
know?
Office?
Why are these people trying to do things when they know you guys are doing some weird shit?
Right.
If I know that people are out here doing shit like raiding places that I know I'm going to be, I'm going to let you think I'm going to be that place on Saturday and just go Tuesday as well. Like, stupid. What? I'm not dumb. Like,
right.
You know, and they're really running with this shit that's like being sold on the internet. And then these people are trying to say, like, oh, they're trying to take this right. They're trying to take these gun rights. They're trying to do this. It's like, y'all don't understand how, you know what I'm saying, checks and balances, amendments, constitutions, voting. Y'all don't really understand.
Like, everybody doesn't need a gun. They just need to make it, like, just a little more difficult to get a gun. Like, there people are upset because they know they don't need their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to fucking shoot shit. Like, it's
I
no, it's no need.
Take my gun. Yeah, you might need to sit down, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fight for
like, nobody's
mine.
Trying to take your guns. I'm just trying to make it a little more mandated. Like, make it a little more sense.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we give these guns to.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe shit like, people like George Zimmerman wouldn't have just be walking around with guns talking about their neighborhood watch.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right. My man has had niggas.
In 2021, you get your ass beat.
Fuck yeah.
What are we using?
What do you mean? Are we using a belt? Huh? Are we gonna use a belt? Our hands. They gotta know. They gotta feel these frustrations that we have. But
I'm gonna dress in all leather and use a whip, but at the end it's gonna be like metal chains.
Oh shit. That's badass.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Thanks.
I like the idea.
I thought of it just now.
It's great.
That actually.
I want to start a business. I want to help people fix their credit. But I'm only doing a chain mail. They're going to call me the Sir Credit. The Knight at the Credits Table.
I would be like, hey. Hey, bro, do I have to be here? I can come back. My brother, just call me when you're done doing whatever it is. Actually, whatever.
Sit down, my lord. We must take a look at your W-9s.
Hey, bro, it smells like metal in here. I don't.
Is it a Renaissance fair going on?
You
The IRS wishes to parlay with you, sir. I can help you with those.
Bro, you sweating. You are chafing. Your skin is burning right now.
The only thing that's burning is my passion to save your credit, sir. Underwear. I shall joust the IRS for you.
Or is it just metal I shall on skin? Is it just metal on skin?
It's all chainmail. Chainmail underwear. Chainmail. Chainmail tank top. Chainmail, like, chainmail.
Don't worry about me, Sire. And then the chainmail. If that was getting to the
chainmail shawl that
they used to wear.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, if that was getting us to the bag, that would not be it here. You came to catch your birth.
With all that chainmail, it would be literally better than wearing a suit.
That sounds like a funny, like, Geico commercial. Like, sounds like a nonsense.
Oh, goodness.
Like, I can see the Geico logo as you struggle to get out of your cubicle with your sword.
15% or more.
Yes.
Hey, yo, that's crazy. I'd be his arch villain. I'd dress up as a wizard.
Oh, God. But you're the guy in the next cubicle. You're just the guy. Just like.
I make your tax rates disappear.
I do a little side interview. I was the most popular guy until Sean got here. I'm not going to lie. The channel didn't really set it off. So I added a hat.
I got this hat. I'm still waiting on Sean to slay the dragon on Cubicle 9.
Mm-hmm. Whew. That was
and then it's like funny. Lindsay Lohan or somebody. I don't know why they keep calling me a dragon.
Yo, what?
And then it come back to me. They were like, Miss Cushy is dragging a wagon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, play my over, God.
Call it a day.
This is getting more and more ridiculous.
Sir credit.
That is a sketch for your ass.
Yes.
Where would you find the chainmail?
Where would
online?
You find
chainmail?
I'm sure it's on eBay.
You know, Chuck has chainmail. If Chuck can get his hand on chainmail, I can get my hand.
There
on
used to be like in the town that I lived. There used to be like Chuck a marketplace. And there was this guy that would sell, like, medieval shit. And he had, like, a whole suit for sale. It was, like, $2,000. But he had it on display for sale. And then he had, like, a variety of, like, swords. And, like, pewter wizards and
the
shit.
The next time there's a gun show.
I'm good to go. $86.
Oh, God.
The next time there's a,
He found it on Amazon.
The next time there's a gun show.
Of course he did.
I'm gonna get me a mace, like a spiked mace.
Ooh, that's hard.
As somebody break in, I didn't even shoot them, just throw the mace down the steps.
Oh, they got the warrior mask too.
Like, nigga, what'd you hit me with? A mace, dog.
This whole costume's coming together.
This is coming together.
John.
You have to do it now.
You know how strong I'm gonna be after all that? Just to be fucking rich.
You gotta be a dancing knight. You don't have a sword, you just have dance moves. Killer.
You don't have
moves.
A sword, you have a boombox.
Holy shit.
That's what I'm saying, too.
You don't
honest.
Have boots, you have Nikes.
Oh no.
Like the Black Knight.
Oh shit, they got the MF Doom mask.
RIP to MF Doom.
Right.
MF Doom. I never listened to his music, but I know he meant a lot to the culture.
Indubitably.
I guess that's the only way you can, like, go out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's like that for me. Like, I hope when I die, I, like, impacted a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few, like a couple people knew, like, I made music. Like, I don't even care to be, like, all super duper exposure blown up famous. Like, you know, if I had people that, like, talk about me in about 8 years, like, I remember when that dude, UV Scooty, made music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was all right.
Whatever happened to him?
Whatever happened to him? Bad back. Got old.
He's just a guy now. He's just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy. I heard he works at a tax credit firm.
Circling back.
My name is Sir Credits. And here at the Queen's Law Firm.
Yeah, that should be good enough.
Perfect.
Yay.
We did it, guys.
Yay.